Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rage's Step by Step, Guide to Overcoming Explosive Anger by Ronald Potter Ephron, is a practical self-help and clinical resource focused on stopping episodes of extreme destructive anger. Written by a psychotherapist known for anger management work, the book aims to help readers who experience intense, unpredictable blow-ups that can damage relationships, jobs, and personal safety. Rather than treating rage as a vague personality problem, Potter Ephron organizes it into a clear framework that helps readers identify what kind of rage they are experiencing and what tends to set it off. The book briefly addresses what happens in the brain and body during extreme emotional arousal, then shifts quickly into actionable steps for interrupting escalation and regaining control. Its tone is direct and responsibility-centered, emphasizing that meaningful change requires the raging person to practice specific skills consistently. In addition to individuals working on self-change, it is positioned as useful for counselors and other mental health professionals supporting clients with explosive anger. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining rage as a distinct problem from everyday anger, a central move in the book is to separate ordinary anger from rage. Anger can be informative and manageable. While rage is presented as a high-intensity state that rapidly overwhelms judgment and leads to behavior that feels out of proportion to the situation, by making this distinction, the book encourages readers to treat explosive episodes as a serious, identifiable pattern that needs specific intervention, not just general advice about calming down. The emphasis is on the real-world consequences of rage. It can threaten relationships, employment, and physical safety, and it often leaves the person who raged with regret, shame, or confusion afterward. This framing also helps readers avoid minimizing the problem or excusing it as simply how they are. The book positions rage as something that can be understood, tracked, and changed through deliberate practice. For clinicians, this distinction supports clearer assessment and goal setting. For self-directed readers, it creates a practical motivation if rage is a predictable cycle. Then learning to interrupt the cycle can be a skill rather than a matter of willpower alone. Secondly, the four-type model survival, impotence, abandonment, and shame rage. One of the book's best-known contributions is a four-part typology of rage. Survival rage is tied to perceived danger or threat, where the body reacts as if protection is urgently required. Impotence rage is linked to helplessness and blocked control, when circumstances feel unchangeable or humiliatingly limiting. Abandonment rage is driven by fear of losing an important relationship, making conflict feel like an emergency about connection and security. Shame rage arises when someone feels deeply disrespected, exposed, or devalued. The value of this model is not to label people permanently, but to help them recognize the emotional engine behind an episode. When a reader can name the underlying trigger pattern, they can anticipate high-risk situations and choose interventions that fit the real meaning of the moment. The model also helps explain why two people can react very differently to the same event. For treatment and self-help, the typology functions as a map, identify the dominant type. Notice the typical cues, and then practice targeted strategies to prevent escalation before it becomes explosive. Thirdly, what happens during extreme arousal while thinking shuts down? The book briefly explains how intense emotional arousal changes mental functioning. In a rage state, attention narrows, the body prepares for action, and the ability to consider consequences or alternative interpretations drops sharply. This matters because many people attempt to solve rage with reasoning alone, either from themselves or from others in the moment, and then feel confused when logic fails. By normalizing that the brain does not operate the same way under extreme activation, the book supports a more realistic approach: first reduce arousal, then problem solve. This perspective also reduces the temptation to treat rage episodes as purely moral failures without removing responsibility. Instead, it frames rage as a state with predictable physiology and predictable risks, which can be managed through early interruption. Understanding the mechanism helps readers recognize why small provocations can feel massive, and why certain environments or conflicts trigger rapid escalation. It also clarifies why immediate, concrete techniques are emphasized. The goal is to give the raging person a way to regain enough self-control to choose safer behavior, even when emotions are intense. Fourthly, immediate interruption strategies to stop an episode right now. A defining feature of the book is its focus on near-term control. Rather than concentrating mainly on long historical causes, it prioritizes practical steps a person can use when they sense escalation. The approach is structured and no-nonsense. Identify early warning signs, intervene quickly, and use specific tactics to create distance from the trigger and lower intensity. The book stresses that waiting until rage peaks is too late, so readers are encouraged to practice recognizing the first shift in body and mind that signals danger. Interruption may involve taking a time out, changing the setting, using grounding or slowing techniques. or setting simple behavioral rules that prevent harm while emotions are high. The key is that strategies must be rehearsed and chosen in advance, not invented during the episode. The book also reinforces that rage management is ultimately the responsibility of the person who rages, because others cannot reliably regulate someone else under extreme arousal. This emphasis is meant to be empowering. Control is built through repeatable steps, not through blaming circumstances or demanding that others behave perfectly. Lastly, assessment, responsibility, and building a long-term change plan. Beyond stopping episodes, the book supports a longer-term process of self-assessment and skill building. The four-type framework becomes a tool for tracking patterns: what situations provoke rage, what thoughts or interpretations appear, what bodily cues arrive, and what consequences follow. This kind of monitoring helps readers move from vague regret to specific learning. The tone emphasizes responsibility and agency, arguing that explanations for rage do not substitute for self-control. For many readers, that stance can be bracing, but it also provides a clear path forward. If you own the behavior, you can change the behavior. The book is also positioned as useful in clinical contexts, where assessment and diagnosis inform individualized treatment planning. For example, understanding whether rage is primarily threat-driven, shame-driven, or abandonment-driven shapes, what a person needs to practice, and what situations require special safeguards. The broader aim is to replace a chronic, explosive cycle with steadier interpersonal and interpersonal functioning. The book supports the idea that progress is incremental and skill-based, requiring consistent repetition of strategies, honest self-observation, and a commitment to safer ways of handling conflict and stress. In conclusion, Rage: A Step-by-Step Guide to Overcoming Explosive Anger is best suited for readers who experience sudden, intense anger that feels difficult to control, as well as partners, family members, and professionals who need a clearer way to understand what they are dealing with. It is also relevant for counselors and clinicians because it offers a structured framework for conceptualizing explosive anger and for guiding concrete intervention planning. The main practical benefit is immediacy. The book emphasizes recognizing early cues and using realistic, repeatable steps to interrupt escalation before it causes damage. Its four-type model adds intellectual clarity without becoming abstract, helping readers connect triggers to deeper meanings such as threat, helplessness, abandonment fear, or humiliation. Compared with many anger books that focus broadly on communication skills or general relaxation, this one stands out for its direct focus on rage as a high-risk state and for its insistence on personal responsibility as a non-negotiable starting point. That directness may not fit readers looking primarily for validation or extended exploration of causes, but it can be exactly what is needed when the priority is safety, control, and rebuilding trust. As a result, the book functions as both an explanatory map and a practical playbook for change. If you would like to support Ronald Potter Efron, MSW, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.